This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And Snezi, we did say Guti, we're speaking with Osborne Khumayo as well as Asanda Ngcobo, Mangcobo Fuze.
Sure.
On MUT Radio, where we speak of all things obesity awareness week. Yes, Guti, that is what we are commemorating this week. They are joining us live. Yeah, we've been reading them about them in their bed. I think they are trending currently, Mango Suit, Osborne and Asanda. Asanda, good morning and welcome on MUT Radio. Asanda?
Yes, I'm hello, guys. Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Siyaphila nathi, Asanda. Osborne, can you hear us?
Sanibona, njani?
Siyaphila mfethu, kunjani?
Hayi, kuyaphileka la ngakini.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys, on this important week. Yeah, Obesity Awareness Week. Mhlambe masikhuluma nge-obesity. Maybe let me start with you, Osborne. Sisuke sikhuluma ngani, just in case ikhona umuntu ongazi out there. Osborne?
Hello?
I think we're having technical glitches.
Okay, I'm not sure if Osborne... Osborne, can you hear us? Okay, I think nama glitches. But Asanda?
Yes.
Yes, Asanda. Mhlambe masikhuluma nge-obesity. Sisuke sikhuluma ngani?
Okay. So, obesity is whereby a person has, like, excess fat in the body that they're not supposed to be with. For example, let's say something. Because for every, like, age group, is like an expected weight a person should have. So, uma ngabe sesithi you are obese,
I'm not sure if you are wearing headphones because we are having difficulty in hearing you.
Not sure why, because I'm not using any AirPods or anything, just my phone.
It's just your phone. Okay, cool. Osborne, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. It's just that in Guzela with the button.
All right. It's okay.
I think let's just fix the technical glitches and then we'll get back to them.
Okay, for the last time I tried to sort the like Osborne, probably uzongizwa njengamanje. But Osborne, I think manje sengizwakala kangcono.
Yeah, uzwakala kangcono.
All right. No Asanda on that side. So you guys were part of a program that you attended at DUT. Tell us more about this program.
Okay, so the World Obesity Day is usually like commemorated on October, but then we moved to March, like in this. So the program is about commemorating or rather putting awareness on the around the obesity and NCDs and everything around that. So Tina, we were there and took my team, advocate, which is an initiative in Kapantuwa's universe.
Okay. And what are some of the activities Lapana Osborne and Figena Wenza Gulea program?
My activities Figena Wenza Lapaya, okay, in Zokunumela. For inside Lam, Mina, I was leading the physical activity. It's called Move Where You Are. Where there's been this ama aerobics, and they were stretching, moving fingers, moving shoulders. Yeah.
And Asanda?
And then I'm not sure. I can't hear him.
Yeah.
So we did a presentation because we had to present Ama Fixed My Fingers. In that presentation, we also like went to the petition of which the visa was sent last year on October. Besides, in the way, we also did not look at the sugar that we see in the industry, which is highly manufactured by the big companies. So, when we just have to present another because we're also Ama official. My government official, like MVP, a lot.
This week is mostly bizwa nge obesity awareness week, and ngengezwa by prof ekhuluma ngokuthi it seems like KZN, when you make ama studies across the country, KZN is the one elidayo njenge highest province in abantu who are obese. Tell us more about this and the importance of ukwenza ama programs afana nale okwazisa nje about obesity. Kubaluleke ngani ukuthi sibe nama programs akanje?
Okokuqala nje, mhlampe ngingadeli kakhulu ekuthini KZN leading provinces. Because then culturally it seems to continue like man, the way that is expected. And then I think the second question was the importance of having such programs.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have a question like I think we spoke about changing Indian Angeles, our diet from campus to home or whatever. Such problems, I mean, they're just including that, but also solutions to the problem.
Osborne, mhlambe, if you can just tell us again or advise someone who's listening, especially our students, because you know ukuthi sihlale maresi, we eat what we like anyways. So how can you advise a young person on indlela yokudla? Osborne?
Can you please repeat your question?
I'm asking ukuthi for a young person ohlale resi ozelema ngosuthu half the days at MUT, what can you say to that person on the ways of eating? Ukhumbule ukuthi lo muntu loyo also attends ama classes. Is there a way of eating or a lifestyle ethile ekumele adle ngayo lo muntu loyo, since mhlawumbe ehlala isikhathi eside ehleli phansi, you know, all those things?
For umuntu ohlale resi, i-advice yami ukuthi angazijwayezi ama-fast food like amagwinya, nanokuthi if mhlambe efuna ukuthi afunde, angazijwayezi oma-energy drink o-bioplus, because lawo ma-products lawo awekho good for umzimba, ayadale ukhathale. Yabo, fine, siyavuma ukuthi uma uzobhala uyaye ube mhlampe ne-stress, yabo, but lawo ma-products lawo awasizi. Okubalulekile ukuthi sidle oma-fruit, sidle inyama, but not inyama eningi, sidle low-fat milk, Greek yogurt, avocado, nje nisingadla lokho kudla lokho kanjalo kungaba right.
Oh wow. And I've heard when I asked ukuthi sometimes phela siyama students we do study even nasebusuku. Is it okay if I at 2 p.m. nje ngizo futhumeza ukudla kwami kanti ngiphekile ngayizolo? Is that a good thing for me?
Sorry, can you please repeat your question?
No, I'm saying, Guti, as I'm a student, as we sometimes sleep very late, uthola ukuthi siyavuka ebusuku sesilambile noma we were studying, then uthola ukuthi now sengizodla my full meal at 2 a.m. Is that good for my health?
From my perspective, in that, yes, we took digestion and time. I like relationship with him, but then going to depend on the type of meals that you're having at that time. If you're having something, for example, your starch, your vegetables, your chicken, if it's chicken or whatever, I don't think there won't be a problem when it comes to the cutting and that. But then let's say it's and you're literally having something, or flies, whatever, even on the internet, there is no food for health. Because really, at any time of the day, it's not good. It's worth it, like, because more dense energy, which is extra, it won't be used by the body. That is, it's worth it, because in the land, it's going to be stored as fat for the human being.
Wow, no, definitely, Asanda. Thank you so much, guys, for giving us this cut senu. for allowing us to talk to you. Congratulations once again. You guys are traveling. I think last year you guys went to Goban Pretoria. You know, Nikuluma very in India by Uguti Sijaganjani. So shout out to you and the lecturer, Oprof Mkize, who is Omuntu Nagegela. Shout out to you guys also. Maybe your last words to the people. About healthy eating and all that. What would you advise a young person osakhula about indlela yokudla? Maybe let me start with you, Osborne.
Mina I advise yami ngingathi okokuqala, you need to understand ukuthi yabo ama choices okudla lawa akhona ingoba they are driven by i profit. These big food companies don't really care about our health. That's why uzothola ukuthi kuma shelves amaningi ugcwele ama junk food. And to your surprise ukuthi lama big food companies are so smart. They use ama marketing tactics ak influencer wena ukuthi ugcine ukonsume ama unhealthy food more than ukudla ongakwenza ukuthi ube healthy. Basebenzisa nje ama tactics like ukuthi i packaging yabo ivele ibe so beautiful to the way that it's so eye catching ama slogans abo yeah basebenzise nje nangamagama ukuthi mhlambe bathi ukudla u organic bebe bazi kahle ukuthi seku ultra processed yabo lokho is not good for your health. So as umfundi or as EUT, you should be aware of those things. Akumele uvumele ukuthi loko kuphesiwete when wenza a food choice.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much, Osborne. Asanda, your advice to a young person about a healthy way of eating?
Oh, okay. For the interest of time, you know, I've sent a young person if you can afford, three to four times a week, you can surely afford like a healthy lifestyle. You need to change the narrative. Being healthy is too expensive. And that's a lot to a young person. Being healthy doesn't have to be expensive. You can afford being healthy.
Yes.
And your health is your wealth. Each choice all in their mind. To fire in Zimbabwe will affect you like 15 to 20 years from now on.
Yes.
So get a picture of your health now, so that in the future,
you might be someone who's a shipping guy. On that note, Asanda and Osborne, thank you so much, guys, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Oh, and also, sorry.
Yes.
The platform of the also has research MUT, of which you know, Ali is asking. We'd like to have more volunteers in the club.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. And I'm sure bazwile onendlebe uzwile. Thank you so much, Asanda.
Thank you for hosting us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.